cry out to heaven, shout it till the doors swing wide. Sometimes you gotta stand on your shackles, brave in the battle, worship with your hands held high. I'll praise you anywhere. Praise, give you praise, give you praise in the highest. Praise, give you praise.
Says to give thanks unto the Lord, to shout, to clap, to dance before the Lord. Amen. And you might see all of that. You might see none of that. You're going to hear shouting. You're going to see clapping. Amen. Amen. But understand that a clap is not for musicians that are singing.
Amen.
A clap is for the one who created us, the one who is worthy. Amen. We worship him and him alone, and all the glory goes to him and him alone.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. In the goodness of God. In all my life. will sing in the goodness of God. All my life.
With every breath
Hallelujah.
That I have, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We just praise you.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory for everything that you've done and everything
Amen.
That you are, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise you that we're here this morning and we get to breathe. We get to be waking up and walking, Lord God. And we get the chance again to sing of your goodness and your mercy and to give you glory.
I what the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down. He took the old and he made it new. It's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm allowed to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's his goodness and mercy and the power of his blood. And I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but his goodness and in the power of his blood.
Yes.
I thought I deserved to be 6 feet beneath the earth. Things I've said, choices made that I regret. Oh, I would still be lost. But for the mercy of God,
yeah.
Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's just goodness and power of his blood, and I'm so glad.
Hallelujah. We got a new song for you. The words are going to be up there, and I need those words up there because you have my papers.
You could have stepped into creation with fire for all to see, brought every tribe and nation to their knees. Arriving with the host of heaven and royal robe and crown, the royals of the earth all bowing down. But you chose meekness over majesty, wrapped your power in humanity.
Yeah.
reigned in the major throne. We just thank you. And we praise you. And we thank you that you came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I tell you what, we're glad to be here this morning, and we're excited about the goodness of God. And one of the things that we really get excited for during this time is that we always have our children come forth and express their love and their faith and the goodness of the Lord that is in their life at a young age. So we're just going to make room for those children to come forth and bless us this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sorry, we're the stage crew. We're not Ooh, these are pretty packages. I wonder what's inside of them. Happy birthday. Well, whose birthday is it? Look at all these big presents. Ooh. This is a big one down here. I wonder what's in this one. Got some little ones up here. Oh, whoever it is gonna like that one.
Bum, bum, bum.
To
probably shouldn't be doing this, but one little peek won't hurt, right?
Right.
Okay, but we have all these presents over here, and I just don't understand. Is somebody going to tell me whose birthday it is? Okay, so I think I'm starting to get it. We have all these presents, so it must be, whose birthday is it again?
And And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was a child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. She brought forth her first son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel of the There was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." Please join us in singing "Silent Night."
Silent night, holy night, silent night.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, no. You can have it back. Oh, I get it. Happy birthday, Jesus, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. Let's give a round of applause for the kids. Hallelujah. Now we would like to take the time to thank all those that put this together and helped with these kids, and Miss Amber, Beth, Candy, Emma, Amber over there against the wall. She's not able. Thank you guys. Thank you very much. You did amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks again to those amazing children. Amen. Praise God. I'm just going to take a few minutes here. You know, I think it's amazing because as we think about these children coming and doing the service today and bringing forth what the Lord put in them for Christmas time to share with us, I love it because you always see unique things happening, amen? And things don't always go exactly as we planned them out, but I want you to know that this is not only a reflection of real life, but I think that the Lord, that God sending Jesus to us in the form of a baby was meant for us to understand that just like God made certain that Jesus was cared for when he was a child. I could go through the number of times that first Mary had a dream and then Joseph had a dream to make sure that the plans of God were coming forth. And then I want you to know that Joseph had another dream after the Lord was born so that he would know to leave where they were and go to Egypt so that they could be protected until King Herod was out of the way because he wanted to kill Jesus when he was just an infant. But I think it's significant because what happens here is what we can take from all of these moments as adults and as who we are today is that if God was able to keep Jesus when he was just a baby and could not do anything for himself, how much more can God keep us? I thank God that his word says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I want you to know something that the Bible says, what I've done for one, I've done for all. And what that means to us is that just like the Lord God was with every moment of Jesus when he was on this earth, the Lord is with us. You know, there's another scripture that says that Jesus grew in favor with God and with man. And I want you to know something, that with the Lord in your life, you're going to grow in his favor. But I want you to know that also as you step into who God has created you to be, you're going to grow in the favor with people around you. They're going to see who you are. You're going to be known for who you are in the Lord. And I want you to know something. Just like God was with Jesus as an infant, he will be with you. Amen? I want you to know that another scripture says in the book of Matthew chapter 19, it says that Jesus was there in a certain place, and his disciples and everybody was trying to keep children from coming to him. And the Lord said, no, suffer those children to come unto me. And what he was saying to us is Jesus, throughout his time on this earth, no matter who it was that came to him, he made room for them. He proved that he was available to the rich. He proved that he was available to the blind. He proved that he was available to the lame. He proved that he was available to those that were well off and had good standing. But he also proved to himself that he was available to everyone, even these children who at that moment were seen as, hey, it's not significant or important for them to be around the Lord right now. But the Lord was letting everybody know that whether you're older, younger, in between, rich, poor, it doesn't matter who you are or what age, we need to be available to the Lord. And we need the influence of the Lord in our life. Amen? And I want you to know today that the Lord is just clarifying to us. I just want to really remind us that the very fact that God in heaven was willing to bring his son to us speaks volumes of the fact that the Bible says that Jesus was born, was slain before the foundations of the earth. I want you to know that the Lord coming to be our Lord and Savior, him being born on this earth to make a way for us, is not a backup plan from God. It's his commitment before he ever breathed breath into mankind that he loved us and he was with us and he would support us no matter what it took to bring us to that place where God himself would be the one who made a way for us. And I just want to remind us real quick here what it says in the book of 1 John. In the book of 1 John, chapter 4, it says this. It says in verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. I want you to know something, that the biggest reason that we should be celebrating Christmas and celebrating this season right now is because throughout history, from the time that man was in the garden, and the Bible says that every day God came to walk with Adam, from then until now, even through the birthing of Christ, what we see is our Father in heaven's consistency and his continued commitment to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. What we see in our Lord is that though we think change is a part of life and change is always going to happen, and yes, that's partly true, but I want you to know that in the middle of change, in the middle of life, one thing that's going to stay the same is the love of God for humanity. One thing that's going to stay the same is the commitment Jesus made to not only be born, but take on the humility of walking in humanity's footsteps on this earth to prove to you that there's nothing that you can experience that he doesn't already know. You know, the Bible says this, that the Lord, when he was here on this earth, was in all ways tested, just like we are. But he was without sin, we know that. But also what we know more than anything is that what he did was release a redemption on us that says, hey, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've been through, and no matter what you've experienced, I, from my own experiences, know what you're going through, and I know that my life, my blood, my sacrifice is bigger than where you've been, bigger than what you've experienced, and will help you heal, be restored, live the life you're supposed to live, and also make room for you to come to me when you finish your course. You know, I'm so thankful for this time of year because it reminds us each year of God's commitment, not just for you to live on this earth, but for you to know that when you finish your course, by the way, we want to congratulate Mama Glenna, who's celebrating her birthday today. Praise God. Woo!
Your birthday!
Oh, whoa, whoa. So I'll let her disclose to you how preciously long the Lord has helped her live this thing called life, but we do want to be thankful for that. But what I really want to remind you of is the very fact that our Father, every year as we celebrate Jesus, reminds us every year of his love, his commitment, and his willingness to pay the price, whatever it takes, for us to be loved, for us to be able to make it through this thing called life, and for us to experience his goodness and who he is. Amen? Praise God. I just want to go through one thing here in the scriptures, praise God, before I move on, and it's this. That if we will confess Jesus is the Son of God, and if we will confess that Jesus went to the cross for us, we can be the children of the living God. I'm thankful today that you have the power, says in 1 John 1:12, that the Lord has given us all the power to become the children of God. All you have to do is open up your heart and say, Lord, I need you. I need to be saved. And I promise you that just like God was with Jesus every step of the way, he will be with you every step of the way. Amen? I'm so thankful that the Lord said in his word that while I was on this earth, I did nothing in my own power, did he? He said, on my own, I've done nothing. But everything you've seen me say or you've seen me do, I have received from my Father in heaven. And I tell you what, I pray that that's our testimony. I mean, if Jesus, when he was here, needed the help of God in heaven to help him live this life the way he did, then certainly we have an understanding that we need to live life the same way that Jesus did, and that's relying on the Father and his love and his goodness. You know, it's amazing because the children read right out of the scripture that I had down today in Luke chapter 2, and the only thing I want to really go to about that is that after Jesus was laid in the manger, it says in verse 13, that suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. You know what's amazing? That the Bible declares that if we who love God will pray and seek him, that we can live a good and peaceful life on this earth. I want you to know something, that with all the craziness going on in the world today, I thank God that those who allow the Lord to have room in their life can still live a life of peace. I want you to know something. We can still live a life of hope. We can still live a life knowing that we have something in God that is not replaceable. We have something in him that will stand the test of time. I thank God that the word says that even if heaven and earth shall pass away, his word will still remain. What does that mean to us? His commitment to love us. His commitment to take care of us. His commitment to be who he promised to be to us is never going to fade. It's never going to falter. It's never going to stop. And it does not matter where you are today. It does not matter who you are today. Because the Bible says, whosoever shall come to the Lord shall receive of him life. Life everlasting, and life more abundantly. You know, as we get ready to just celebrate and stand during this time that we are giving an open revelation to the goodness of God, I just want you to be reminded of how much God loves you and how much he wants to be a part of your life. Praise God. I'm just going to remind you of one more thing here. It says in the Bible that we should get to the place in our relationship with God where we can take no thought about this world. Now, that doesn't mean that we're irresponsible, right? We got things to take care of. We got to do life. We got to pay bills. We got to do all this stuff. But I also want you to know this, that at moments like this, when we think about Jesus coming at the most vulnerable way he could come into this earth, it should give us a confidence to face our tomorrow. When the Lord says, take no thought of this life, what you're going to eat and drink, he's not saying that we're not going to have to take care of those natural things. What he's saying is there should be nothing that you ever put above me or nothing that ever causes you so much fear and angst because you have a trust and a confidence in who I am. You're not relying on the things around you. You're not relying on what you see. You're not relying on what's on social media. You're not relying on what's coming across the news. You're not relying on those bad experiences all the time. What you are relying on is the faithfulness of God our Father. I want you to know something, that why are we here today? Because the very God who spoke over this earth and breathed life into man and commanded the seas and the trees to be and commanded life to be as it is, I want you to know something, that those things are still in place, because the word of God will never return to him void, but it will go forth and it's full of life and spirit, and it will create a way for us, and God will always be on our side, and he will always be available to us, and he will always be ready to step into every situation that we face in this thing called life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to be confident today to know that the Lord hears your prayers. I want you to be confident today to know that you're not an irritation to God. In fact, in the book of Luke, what does it say? It says that it gives the Lord pleasure or joy to give you the kingdom. When God gets to have an experience with you and see you prevail, I want you to know something, that he takes joy in that. Praise God. We're going to get to see our grandbabies open presents this year. And when they open them, we're going to take joy in that. And I want you to know something, that the Bible says that if a natural father can care for his child, how much more so does our Father in heaven care? I want you to know something. God wants to see you be blessed. He wants to see you taken care of. And most of all, he wants to see you make sure that you're saved, that you're allowing him to journey with you in life, because he wants to bring you to the fullness of his plan and purpose for you. And you know what the Bible says the will of God is? That all men would be saved. That we'd all make room for him so that he can bring into our life what he has for us. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for our children today, God. Father, them alone speak to us